Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Did somebody reach out and help you this week? Well, you need to thank them. It's a thank you Thursday. So at 515, you can leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the air, or you can send me a text and I'll say it on the air. 312-981-7200 is our text line. If you simply want to leave a voicemail, 312-222-5050. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld, and on the phone is Tom Thurile. Tom is the director of training at Joslyn Center, and you've heard a lot about what has happened in Highland Park. Obviously, the victims suffering the most, their families, but the people who were there that witnessed it, I would say they're at great risk of post-traumatic stress disorder. Would that be a fair assessment, Tom?
That's absolutely a fair assessment. I mean, if you think about it, if you were there and your mindset was, you wanted to just see a parade, you want to take your kids, your family to it, and then suddenly you hear the gunshot wound, you see the blood, you smell the smells, the sounds. It all stays with you, and it's going to stay with them for a while.
Post-traumatic stress disorder affects about 8 out of every 100 people in their lifetime. So how do people know they have it?
Well, after a traumatic event like this, you would start to look for things, especially adults, like, are you having trouble sleeping? Are you finding yourself thinking a lot about what you experienced at the parade? Are you feeling kind of numb when people talk to you? Are you finding yourself just indifferent, or let's just move on, and not able to feel anything? With younger children, it's a different thing. You know, you might find kids that, you know, if they're very young, you might find they act out through their play, or they're unable to interact as well as they used to. If they're school-age kids, they might show it to you in terms of their grades, or they're making calls saying they're having trouble in school. And, you know, of course, if you have adolescents, you might see an uptick in misuse of substance abuse or drugs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so a lot of people suffer from it, especially people who are at that parade. But, you know, we see veterans, combat exposure, sexual assault victims, childhood abuse, natural disasters. That's where mine came in, an accident or a car accident. And for me, it was, you know, being at the center of an earthquake and almost watching the house crumble around me. It didn't hit me till, like, you know, a week later when I'm recounting the story, and then I start crying and can't stop. It's a weird thing. I hope that people pay attention to it and they get help for it. You also know that there's a correlation between PTSD and addiction. Is that because people try to self-medicate their way through these unwanted memories?
Yeah, if you think about it, you know, there's, depending on your coping mechanism. I mean, we live in a world where people want to just move on. And sadly, you know, my guess is within 10 days we'll hear about a new shooting somewhere, and then all the attention will be there. But for the people that are going through this, whether they were the participants, you know, there to visit, or whether they were someone who actually was affected by this directly, they have to live with this for years. You know, think about it. Now, next year's parade is not going to be the same for them. You know, I mean, and there's going to be a lot of us that wonder, can we enjoy the parade? Are there going to be changes? Are we going to have to go through a security system in order to visit the parade? I mean, I know for myself, like my kids, my son used to be in a marching band. So when this all came out, I was on my way to pick him up actually from college. And my wife called me to say, there's a shooter and the marching band is just running frantically. And it was a horrible memory to have to think about, wow, I have all these great memories of being at parades and marching bands and the fun of all that. And wondering, will that be the same for the people that were at this parade?
And it happens in Chicago every day, every weekend. People are witnessing things that are just absolutely horrific. So I wouldn't be surprised if in some areas of this world, 8 out of 100 is a low estimate and more people suffer from PTSD. So what is the Joslyn Center and how do you help people manage this?
Well, the Joslin Center is a community mental health agency. It's been around since 1951. It has an office in Northfield, the primary office in Northfield. It also has one in Waukegan. And there's so many different ways. I mean, for example, it's part of it has a commitment already to be at the Highland Park High School to help with people at this very moment, to try to help respond to people that are coming forward saying they're affected by this and they want to talk about it. There's ongoing counseling here. There's an intensive outpatient program for adolescents that may be struggling with reacting to this. There's also something that I think that might be of use going forward, which is the mental health first aid training, which might be useful for people just to kind of keep an eye on, to sort of recognize what's happening around them, recognize the people around them that may be struggling, and how do you help them de-escalate a situation, or how do you help them get help? So there's programs like that. There's even right now a camp going on, a therapeutic day camp, Camp Nika, for young children. So, and this is coming up. We were talking with staff today. This is coming up all around. All the therapists are talking about it in their sessions. It's coming up in the camp, coming up in the IOP. It's coming up everywhere. Everyone's affected by this.
Could something as simple as the pandemic and the stress that people carried through those 2 years be a form of PTSD?
Well, I think it is, if you think about it in terms of you go through that, and then you have this hope coming out of it that, you know, for example, with this parade, this hope that, yeah, this is going to be the time I can go and just reclaim a little bit of normal. And then all of a sudden you're set back again because of this, you know, and suddenly that normal isn't there. And who knows when it will be, you know. So, and again, it's important to remember these things aren't, there's the reaction people have almost in stages. There's what they have immediately after it. Fortunately, most people, after a few weeks, will start to get back to somewhat, you know, some kind of normal, if you will. But there are going to be people where this lingers, you know, where it stays on a month, it stays on 2 months, and they're not able to function as much, or their startle response is heavier, or they don't feel safe, they don't trust others around them, or they don't want to go to public events. And that might be a time to consider getting some help, like going to the Joslin Center or going to community mental health for support.
I'm glad that you have a crew at Highland Park High School. I see that all the kids or anybody was actually given chalk and given an opportunity to write messages on the sidewalk, just a way to, you know, release what's in them. Thank you for your insight and joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's 427. Steve has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.